What's up, everybody? Welcome to today's live, where I'm going to answer a question that a lot of you probably have. What's one thing that I can do right now to increase all of my sales? That's a great question. We all want the answer. Now, there's a lot of answers, but today I'm going to cover one that I think is really important, because if you look out into the world of your business, how many competitors do you have? How many people are out there doing something similar to what you're doing? And I want you to think about that real quick, because a lot of us, and I think this is part of what makes us so successful, is there's a little bit of arrogance there. We're very confident and we're like, it doesn't matter what my competitors are doing. I'm awesome. I'm better than them because I know I'm better. Cool. But why does the rest of the world think you're better than them, right? It's not just what's in our own mind. It's what's being perceived out there by the marketplace. Now, this isn't the answer. I'm kind of digressing as I do. So let me just get back on track real quick. Coaches are always asking how they can grow their businesses. But there are so many other questions that you should be asking yourself first, like, why is my marketing not working? And which strategy should I actually be following? And how should I be positioning my marketing message? And how can I generate more leads? And what can I do to close more deals? And most importantly, why are potential clients saying no when I ask them to buy? With these unanswered questions, we deal with having the fear of the unknown and fearing to fail. We deal with information overload from everything out there, and we end up not hitting our goals and not growing as fast as we want. And we soon find out that we don't have enough time to learn everything. With all this going on in our minds, no wonder we struggle with answering the question, how can I grow my business? I've dedicated my life to helping coaches find the peace and freedom they wanted when they first started their businesses by answering these questions in this podcast. And I'm going to bring simplicity to the four main pillars you need to grow your coaching business. The four pillars are mindset, marketing, sales, and operations. I'm Jeremy Kenderson, and welcome to the Ultimate Biz Builder Podcast. Hey, I hope you like this video. It would be really awesome if you gave it a thumbs up. Don't forget to click that subscribe button, the little notification bell somewhere. You click that and you'll be notified the next time I put out another video. And I'd love it if you left a comment. Let me know what you think. And if you know anybody that this video you think can help them, be sure to share it, all right? I'm Jeremy Kenderson, and you have a profitable day. If you're looking at your competition and look at, are they selling something similar to you? Is the product similar? And some people, the product might be exactly the same, right? And what's the price that they're selling it for? Is it the exact same that you are? Is it a little bit more, a little bit less? Like, what's the comparison there? And what you want to start thinking about, I'll get to the answer to that question in a second, but what you want to start thinking about is, like, what's your unique selling proposition? Like, what makes you unique? What makes you different? Like, why, if I'm standing next to Billy and Bobby and they both sell the same thing at the same price, why should I buy from Bobby versus Billy, right? Well, Bobby needs to articulate what it is that makes him unique and why I should want to buy from him instead, all right? Now, that's a whole side conversation there, but I'm going to get to the answer right now. So the answer is, if you want to start increasing your sales right now, you need to look at what your offer is. And what you want to do is create something that's called an irresistible offer. All right, there's a guy by the name of Mark Joyner who wrote this book, awesome, years ago, called The Irresistible Offer, and it's phenomenal and it makes sense. And what it does is it talks about, like, the psychology of the purchase, right? Like, what when I'm in purchase mode, like, what's going on up here that makes me want to actually whip out my wallet and put my credit card online, right? And if there's, like, people that are selling the same thing and the same price, it's like, ooh, whatever, right? But what people really want, again, it's what people want to buy, not what they need to buy. And what they want is value. They want to know they're getting a good deal, all right? That's number one. Number two is, you hear this phrase a lot, FOMO, fear of missing out. There needs to be a level of fear of missing out. Like, okay, I know that it's a good deal, but if I don't act now, then I'm not going to get the good deal. That's going to psychologically make me want to buy whatever that product is, assuming that I'm in the market for it, right? So again, irresistible offer, creating an irresistible offer entails with creating a lot of value, number one. So how you do that is, if I have a product, say I'm selling a product for $100, well, that's not sexy at all. But if I have a product at $100 and I'm gonna give you, you know, some extra bonuses, what would go along with my product? So let's say, for example, I have a fitness product, and I don't, by the way, but say I did, if I had a fitness product and I'm basically selling you access to my membership to get these workouts, right? That's my product. Say it's $100 a month and you get access to all of my videos so that you can go through this workout regimen and be totally buff in 90 days, right? Whatever that is. So, well, that alone is not sexy, but what if you act now, I'm also going to include my recipe book. I'm going to include my workout sheet. I'm going to include a community of people that are helping each other stay accountable to the workout regimens. And I don't know, maybe another product would be like my t-shirt, right? What size do you? We also get a t-shirt if you buy now. So the t-shirt's valued at $20. The community's valued at, you know, say $25, and the worksheet's valued at $20, and the recipes are valued at $50, right? It's like, okay, now my product and all the bonuses are valued at, I didn't keep track, so I'm not gonna do the math, but let's say it's $200. So you could go buy another program from Billy over here for $100, or you could buy my program that's valued at $200, but I'm not gonna sell it to you for that today. I'm gonna sell it to you right now for $199. Now, what you're doing is you're giving extra value, right? You're making sure that they feel like they're getting a good deal. And it's like, wow, I'm getting a lot for this $99. This is awesome. And then fear of missing out. You know, like I only have a limited amount of seats, so this offer is only gonna be available for the first 20 people. After that, I have to close it down. Now it's like I went through, oh, this is a good deal, it's great value. This is all stuff that I need to be successful in my workout program. And oh shoot, there's only 20 spots. I need to get in. And now all of a sudden you just made that irresistible. It's irresistible to me. And I need to go put in my credit card before I miss out on that awesome deal. So if you want to increase your sales and get more deals, make your offer irresistible. If you haven't thought about this, what you want to do is basically brainstorm, like, what are all the things that you have available at your disposal to give away for free? And these could be a little additional trainings, you know, they could be actual products, they could be like tangible items like a workbook or PDF ebook or something that's going to help them. So basically what you want to do is you don't want to have like, okay, I have a workout program, and if you buy this, you're going to also get, you know, my, you know, I don't know, how to become a plumber in 24 hours course, right? Those two things don't make any sense together. So you want to make sure that what the product is kind of fits along with that initial offer. Like the bonus that I'm giving you, is it going to make that product better, right? So if I'm buying a fitness program, yeah, the recipes are going to help me a lot. Like I need that because without the nutrition, the working out is a waste of time. So that goes along perfectly with the workout programs. I need to know what to eat. And then maybe you have like a meal planner calendar or something. It's like, okay, well, that goes along with that because I need to know when to eat and what I'm going to eat and have it planned out so I don't have to constantly think about it every single day. And those are certain things that you want to add. It's adding value to your initial offer. It's not just some random thing, okay? So if you can brainstorm what those ideas are, if you don't have anything, think about what you can create because it's very easy to take the knowledge that you have in your brain and put it onto a cheat sheet or a workbook or an ebook or even a video series, right? Like maybe you have an idea of, you know, these are things that you need to get your mind right before you even start talking about working out, right? How many of us have started working out and quit, right? Like all of us probably. So maybe there's a video series on how to get your mind right to ensure that you don't quit this time, right? So you could record, I don't even know, like however you'd break that up into different topics and do like a few 5-minute videos on those topics. Now all of a sudden you have a video series to include in that offering. So you're able to create that irresistible offer. Make sure you put something in there that limits it so that it's a limited time offer that creates that fear of missing out. And you will see your conversion rates go through the roof compared to where they are now. So the other question is, where are you putting this offer, right? You don't just want to slap an offer on your website. Like, how are you educating? At what point are you positioning yourself to actually ask somebody for the business, right? We shouldn't be doing that on social media, which I covered in another video. We should not be doing that in a blog post. We should not be doing that in emails, right? We need to be able to utilize the emails and the social media and the blog post to drive people to a particular page that's getting them to engage with you. So is it, are you educating them in a webinar? Because at the end of the webinar is a perfect time for an irresistible offer. Are you directing them to a landing page that has a video sales letter? So the video is what's doing the marketing, the education, and at the end of it, you're giving the offer, right? Maybe it's just a landing page, so it's no video, it's just all written content, right? Same thing, you're educating, and at the end, you're able to present the offer and present this irresistible offer to get more people to purchase from. So again, if you don't have that stuff outlined of, you know, okay, how do I get the traffic? What do I do with the traffic once I get it? And then how can I close that traffic? Is definitely more conversations, more things that need to be talked about. So feel free to leave comments. If you have any questions about the irresistible offer or how this would apply to your specific business. And again, if you're new or you're just joining, I'm Jeremy Kenderson. I'm your guide here at Level Up. So feel free to, if you like the video, if it's helped you at all in any way, share it. Make sure you, if you haven't already, follow my page, like it. I really appreciate it. And I will see you next week. All right, you guys have a good, safe weekend, all right? Bye. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Ultimate Biz Builder Podcast. Again, I'm Jeremy Kenderson, and if you like this episode, then head over to YouTube and subscribe to my channel so you can get notified of the next episode. Please make sure you head over to Facebook and like and follow it. I really appreciate you, and I'll see you on the next episode.